for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. As our lunar eclipse approaches, and I just uncovered, we also have a solar eclipse. So the 8th of April is the solar eclipse. The lunar eclipse is the 24th and 25th or something like that of this month. So lots of lovely and lovely energies around. And luckily for the 5D Collective, it's not going to be anything drastic. But that's because the 5D Collective are a bunch of emotionally accountable, mature, independent individuals who are updated with trauma and attachment information, and or they like to take life as it comes, and they're able to work with their lovely love button. Okay, so the love of you and I gets to be here thanks to having our 0-1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, a whole 3-year-old heart. So no childhood trauma lingering, no trauma charges from our states of self lingering. And this is from all of those lovely attachment trauma-informed courses that I have taken and that I keep taking. So if you have questions, ask. But essentially, you do not carry with you your past, like karma, so unconscious, unfinished business, in a way of a Cusco. You're going to carry it in your hand, which means you don't actually have the charges. So what I mean is, when you have a whole three-year-old heart, there's no shame button. You don't have emotional triggers. You're going to simplify. And so if you're in a relationship with anyone, doesn't matter what type of relationship, you know how to use the functional adult love language. And you enjoy, therefore, direct communication. And you do not do anything that is Cusco land type, okay? So this type of approach is quite straightforward. We talk always about it, and monoamory, polyamory don't matter. Now, for my mystics, the 4D gives you a lot of, what's the word that I want to use? They use a lot of stories. I love stories, but when they're using your oversoul and your relationships in a way of using stories, you're not actually going to make any use of that. And so I'm going to use some examples right now, since I am always surrounded by a variety of people, between the 5D collective to the 3D, 4D, human love narratives and human suffering love narratives. Okay, so teenagers, Cuscos, Ursulas, all of it, and Pachas. I love my Pachas because the Pachas and I, we have a good time. We get to have heart-to-heart conversations. And essentially, that one's going to get pretty interesting, by the way. So if you have any Pachas in your life, you're getting to know each other. You're getting to uncover. And I'm going to say topics that are quite important to you as you got to become the present of you. Okay, so we all know of our childhoods, and every person will have their own unique experiences identifying your 0-1-year-old and your 3-year-old. Okay, so we're going to focus on those two young age groups because that's how much stuff is coming up, but with clarity for the 5D collective. Okay, the 4D, 3D human suffering collective, theirs is a suffering version, and so that means I feel lonely. It means I am in despair. It means I'm going to go and have a lot of sex out there with a lot of different men and women. That way I can feel loved and enjoy life. And that's where, again, it's not anything except for a shame cycle, because the inner critic, outer critic, and distracting mechanisms are trauma safety behavior responses. So when you have unfinished business, the past carries with you and you're not noticing it, it's charges. The behavior, as our lovely, my lovely attachment trauma-informed therapists make me aware, and thank you, Janina Fisher, it is not meant to be pathologized. You can understand it, which is what I'm explaining and doing my best to share with my 5D collective. So love is inside every one of us because we have an oxytocin gene hormone. And when you're in a secure attachment body like my own, and you can be here too, you know, oh, look, I have a heart. It has feelings. Somebody and I had a relationship. It was something really beautiful. I cherish it. Now that it's over, I'm really upset. Or I thought this relationship would be the most amazing and perfect and, you know, be forever, and it's not. And here's where monoamory, polyamory, it doesn't matter which one you are, because if you're monoamory, the difference is you're still seeking just one person. You have one person that you're going to love for the rest of your life. For polyamory, we don't have one human being that we love in this way. We have more than one. And how we build those relationships depends on us and our partners and partner. And this is where the beauty of being a free spirit, a free soul, it's not about sleeping around, by the way, and that's actually quite reductive, because unless you're just a piece of meat, which would make a person very much in the lust. And the lust is not for the human love group. The lust is for those who are sticking to their actual hypervigilant nervous system. They don't know the difference yet between being in their ventral vagal nervous system. So you learn the difference when you're with a healthy self-worth person what it means to be unconditionally loved and to then feel in your body the oxytocin gene hormone. When you feel that, this is that Satori that so many people talk about, but it's not only... So I'm going to use this word, please don't associate it to enlightenment, because that requires your participation, okay? So the enlightenment, soul age group, for example, that I remember when I got locked in and loaded in it, quote unquote, it feels like, oh, check, I'm in, like a little piece of a puzzle. And you fit right back into your actual wholeness. It's really cool because you feel embodying what is Purusha Prakriti, so pure energy. Prakriti, pure consciousness, Purusha in its unconditional love. And it's the most beautiful feeling in the world when you are like, wow, I'm finally myself again. That's how it felt for me. It's like, wow, I'm embodying everything I've always felt I am, and now I know how to explain it. And that's just a pure human 101, secure attachment, restorative embodied self, integration of the brain. Thank you, Daniel Siegel, for existing. It's thanks to him that I can explain to you so many things. And then we have Sadhguru again, who can explain to it spiritually. And then for the 4D mystics, they have a lot of stories that are really great. Astrology, da-da, because your light body will be affected by all this stuff. But if you stay within the 4D stories, you're not going to ever experience and appreciate your actual oversoul, your actual journey. This is for my mystics again. So I knew as I was going through ascension that they were really off. The people who called themselves anointed and special and light benders and light whatever, because again, woo-woo lady here, it's okay. It's not a big deal to be called woo-woo when we have good academics who actually are explaining a lot of neuroscience and its brain science, mental health, and what it is to be a human, which is your actual body is all about love, but it's only if you return home to yourself. So like Elsa and Frozen 2, but without the tragedy, okay? So human love, you don't need to go through suffering. Suffering's from the temporal junction. Pain, it's physical and emotional. Really, if you harness your emotional maturity capacity, which means, oh, look, I have a heart. So let's go back again to this story and these different stories. A person who is learning to be their own secure attachment figure because they've been left all alone, because their unfortunate caregivers have gone away for real, not pretend, okay? We have some people going through that. And we have the ones who understand this with human love, and then we have the ones who instead have human suffering. The two are experiencing the same exact grieving moment and process, but one is going to be able to create resiliency from their ventral vagal nervous system because they don't say life sucks, humans suck, everything sucks, and allow the longing of that heart that feels that there's no one to turn to, which is true, is that there's nobody who can replace your caregivers. They're your columns. And if it's one, it's one. If it's two, it's two. And that's different than your siblings. We all will know of basic human psychology. Okay, so the normal, even though people say, let's not use it, there are things that are the average, right? The average is you're going to have one caregiver. If you're an orphan, then you're going to not have that, but those people at the orphanage would be your caregivers. So again, we can consistently expand on what is something that could take place for a person when it comes to caregivers, okay? And so unconditional love is something you might be able to have, something you might not be able to have. And a person who's needing time to themselves to grieve, it's only normal, as I said. But if you're using human love, it's because you're accepting that life isn't giving you something that's a tragedy. So your thoughts, your verbal part, the left mode, is allowing you to welcome what comes up and not suppress it, but allow yourself to know, of course, I'm grieving. This is part of the process of losing my columns, my caregivers, and becoming my only secure attachment figure, which again is not something I'm saying is great or not. I'm saying there's a way a person can process that which will lighten the load for them. Same thing goes if you lose the one that you thought was the one, and that's for those who need to be hearing this. Some of us, we actually don't need to hear this part. And when you're an independent, here we are, safe haven people, with our own secure base, when we lose the one, we will know we didn't lose anything. They didn't want us. That means they were not the one because we're not their one. It goes hand in hand. person can only be the one if they see themselves as your one. And that is not going to be something that they come and go and change their mind. It's there or it's not there. Okay, so for an independent 0-1-year-old, I can share that the 5D divine feminine with their own divine masculine will not feel that they've been abandoned by the one, their divine masculine. No, they will understand intuitively that they're processing, expanding, and nothing's happened except for recalibrating, because there's things that always will take place in the unknown, unexpected, uncertainty of life. And so we expand easily, and that's where some of you are losing that one, and you're getting the opportunity to become an independent human being. With that being said, it's different than a parent and caregivers and parents, because this is where romance, right, and intimacy with that human being that was the one is something that creates not only the oxytocin gene hormone, but also other stuff. And you share intimate on mental, emotional, and physical. Okay, so obviously we all know that's going to be different, because it's nice to be able and have a full, enriching bonding experience. We're mammals. It's not about the lust if you're a whole divine masculine with your own divine feminine. So masculine man and or masculine woman and or feminine man and or feminine woman. And so here's where divine feminine with divine masculine. And in all cases, the reality is the traits are not based on gender. You are a protector, nurturer of yourself when you are an independent 0-1-year-old with your 3-year-old, and you're the adult leading the house, not the Cusco. Okay, what do Cuscos do? Cuscos do lust. Cuscos do, I'm suffering, I will go, the inner critic, outer critic. That's why it's a shame cycle. I criticize me or others. I might be a blamer of me or others. That depends, the codependent type. I'm going to drink, fuck, and do drugs potentially and other stuff and be a silly, I call it teenagers, because the only ones who do stupid shit like that are teenagers. That's where I saw it. I didn't think grown-ups would be stupid. I guess I have to reword my words right now and say, yes, grown-ups who have unfinished business, the teenager leads the way, because that's your last charge state. So the basic is we all have charge states. Your 14, 15, 16-year-old is the fight one. It's unfair. Life's unfair. I don't want to do personal development. Okay, so that's what we got. We got teenagers out there when you see the basic. And the ones who have actual deeper needs, they will date beneath themselves until they awaken to, wait a minute, I'm worthy. I should not be dating with anyone who's treating me like a piece of shit. And that comes. And so we have some people here. Lo and behold, truth be told, they're very nice for the ones who are like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I know I'm not perfect, but fuck this shit. I ain't doing it. And you look back and you say, okay, wait a minute. Yes, my caregivers, my home. Okay, now I'm seeing clearly. Okay, so this is also the clarity that comes, and that's because there's no shame in having childhood trauma, because things take place, those same parents, that same household, there's childhood trauma there too, okay? So it's, I'm going to disengage from transgenerational trauma, from cultural, and all that is past, all those charges, the implicit bias, the cultural bias, it's these are not bad words. This is all part of your body and mind, and you, each of you have a different story. So the lunar eclipse is allowing people who want to be in the 5D collective, it's not a race. It's about human love, your whole 3-year-old heart, living the present, freeing yourself from the past, meaning I have charges, I'm processing them, I see clearly. I don't do the let me shame myself or blame others or do guilt or fault or do safety behavior trauma stuff again and again. No, I have bilateral integration potential. I'm upset. I have a heart that's upset because the one was not the one, and I'm aware though now that I deserve a one who treats me like a human being, and that would be a healthy self-worth person. So we have all the visibility of what healthy self-worth means, and every person tuning in, at least this is the message for today, is a person who knows their whole 3-year-old heart and says, yep, I deserve love, they deserve love, every person on the face of this planet. And love is, whether monoamory again or polyamory, it's Pacha handshakes and direct communication. It's I can tell you anything and everything and be vulnerable and know that I'm being vulnerable and I might not like it. Okay, so who likes to be vulnerable? Raise your hand, because see, this is, I personally don't have those many opportunities, because usually you're meeting people who don't have the desire to actually share who they are. When I do, and I do know myself, and I know when I'm being presented with an opportunity that begins to make me uncomfortable, but not in a bad way, it's in a good way. Okay, so when we talk about the masculine in my personal book as a feminine, divine, and then as a woman, and that whole what we got going on, yes, I will not look outside of me and feel protected. The planet Earth in and of its entirety does not scream, Maria, you're safe. No, I'm safer than I used to be, because at least I don't live with lions, bears, and tigers, so I don't need to depend on the very, very unstable, emotionally speaking, Cuscos, they're all unkind. Remember Patrick Tiahan's biggest regret? My childhood made me unkind. This is any person who has a teenage attitude and a trust break because of their either unresolved childhood trauma or their teenager attitude where, oh, they cheated on me once and now I fucking hate all human beings and stuff like that. Literally, there's ridiculousness in my opinion, because if you're not in the middle of a war zone, you got it better than a lot of other people. So when I hear these, I call them teenagers, whining about one human being leaving you, seriously, you're going to make a big deal, women, out of one human being? Like, what's wrong with you? This is how I'm going to act, because that's also to say, did you notice they're emotionally unavailable? Did you think you were doing shit? No, you're at most that sex object that the lovely men like to point out we are. So there you go. Like, ladies, wake up. That's my personal perspective when it comes to this entire, until I see a man who can be an actual masculine, feminine of their self, which means you can open up. I don't do liar, liar, pants on fire. I do, yes, the world, very, very not stable. Men, women, yep, not stable. Oh, thank you, trauma experts, there they are. Come on over, thank you so much. I don't do flat earther stuff when it comes to humans. I have the attachment trauma-informed people telling me all about it. So human love narrative, we know that we have people who can heal from trauma when they get the opportunity to meet healthy self-worth people. The ones who will not want that, they're all the ones who don't know love. And at this point in 2024, thank goodness we have enough trauma experts and academics out there teaching people about how confusing it is to love yourself first when you have childhood trauma. So that's why I'm not doing that. I do personal development, and that guidance is for people who want to be like, hey, I'm a lover, I want to love, and we make it easy because we don't do Cusco handshakes. The Human Suffering Love Narrative Group, I have plenty of people, they consistently turn around and say, no, Maria, humans suck. And I say, you know, I am a human, but totally let me hug you and support you the best I can. And I leave it alone, because an adaptive child, which is a Cusco, is always going to have some problem for every solution you provide them. I don't want to do personal development. It's too hard. So if your emotions are too hard for you to actually explore, well, love is not going to be what you actually get to grow on your own. You can grow with another, which is great. And there's your relationship people as well. But what I'm trying to get to primarily is your 0-1-year-old and 3-year-old don't have a grown-up. So you're going to have to find somebody who's going to hug you all the time. And there's your monoamory. For the polyamory, obviously, that can be the same. There's different dynamics. But it is nice instead when you can be a free lover in the sense of, I accept you for who you are. You don't have to work for love. Any of your attitude, come my way or not, it's good, we're good. That's because within you, you're building secure connections. But you also were able to, so some of you did already have this experience, you were able to believe in yourself, to be healed from your own childhood trauma. Some of you, I'm sure, have had trauma, good therapists and all that great stuff. And so being aligned in your restorative embodied self, that's integration of the brain. It's a beautiful space to be, because your secure attachment body is what we're talking about. And you're able to then be a handshake that means I love you forever and ever, and I will be here to support you. And so right now we are getting to see those 5D relationships begin to make their way to us. Pacha handshakes and vulnerability and heart-to-heart conversations. We'll be back with more. Enjoy your lovely day.